Thief Evan Byron have an experienced team dedicated to delivering you their daily catch-up. With Upside Realty, you get an experienced agent, all marketing, online listing, and organised inspections for one flat fee. Visit upside.com.au. Thief Evan Byron,
1019, The Fox.
We do have Nat in the studio this morning, filling in for Fifi, whose voice is hoarse. So obviously it's hard to do the show when you don't have a voice. So get well soon, Fifi. But how have you been, Nat Bassingthwaite? Because we know you from so many shows and the Rogue Traders and Cheeky, your kids' fashion line.
Yeah, I've been super busy. I just have been on Neighbours for the first time in 12 years.
You're back.
Izzy came back with a little bit of a vengeance.
Ooh.
Yeah, oh my God, the things that I got to do, you cool. know. Come on.
Come on.
I can't. I really, really want to tell you because it's so funny.
Just one little one.
I don't know if I can say it at this time. It's not even. Can I? No, I can't even say it.
We don't want to get her in trouble. She's filling in for Fifi. Let's not get her busted.
It's really hilarious. You'll love it. If you loved Izzy before, if you hated to love her, you'll hate her even more.
She's up and about.
Yeah.
So how was that? How long did you shoot for? Are you back? You're on for a while?
I'm on for a little while, and I'm sure they'll stretch it out just for a little bit longer.
Yeah. Well, when I went on Neighbours, they didn't stretch my stay out for long at all.
Actually, we have the scene now.
Oh, you do not. Don't embarrass me.
We do. Now, Fev was on Neighbours for what we would call a very brief cameo.
Hey.
I love your role.
Very brief.
It was a great role.
He was actually in a scene here with Brooke Butler, played by one Fifi Box. If you want to have a listen to this, I don't think this will win any...
Make sure you listen because you might miss it.
Here we go. Okay. Here we go. This is Fev. He is a patient at a beautician, and he walks...
A patient.
He walks out... Or a client.
I was a client. I just snorted.
he walks out of a... Sort of a, the door opens, and he comes out of the client session. Here we go.
You and Dad are doing a really good job at this co-parenting thing.
Oh, I'm glad you think that. Because on that note, while you're here...
Did you really have to wax everything?
Well, think of how aerodynamic you'll be on the footy field. These footy players.
So what I want to know, did you do your research? Because, you know, you can't really do these roles unless you follow through. And how did it feel when you did all that research for this huge role on the TV?
I've said it to Fife because Fife was obviously shooting while she was working. So she'd work, obviously get here early in the morning, and then she'd go off and shoot all day. I was, for that little piece of work there, I was in there all day.
He's so
all day, and I did, and I nearly stuffed up my lines. I only had three, but the fact that she did that for what, a 6 week period?
She actually worked on Neighbours.
It was amazing.
Yeah, to do that and this would be because last week I did 35 scenes. I was there kind of 6 till 6. It was really hectic and exhausting.
I don't know how I'd go with that, Nat. I struggled to get my really have to wax everything out.
I want to know, did you follow through and get your bits done?
No, I didn't.
Nothing?
No.
Do you want to do it today?
Yeah, we'll do it today.
Well, you should work in FM radio.
I don't know how, but I'm willing to give it a go.
Oh, boy, this is getting weird. It's The Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
We've put some really good stuff together in Fee's absence.
I'm a bit nervous, to be honest.
And this is what we've come up with, Nat. We're just going to run it by you, because Fee's been sick, so we're going to do this later on today.
Oh, this is good. This is the reality show that's going to take over from The Bachelor and all those other ones. Don't worry about those.
Eliminate your limo date.
For Got You Roadside Rescue, just when you need it. Visit gotyou.com.au.
Fev, explain our genius idea, not approved by Fife, but who cares, she's not here. Eliminate your limo date. How does it work?
This is how it works, Natalie.
Tell me.
So we're going to try to help someone find some love. And what we're going to do, it's like speed dating, but in a limo with us by their side. So we're going to get a female and three blokes.
Yeah.
That's one trip. And then we're going to work it out. Then we're going to get a female with three blokes.
This sounds like a different kind of show.
Yes, this is great. So what we've got to do, they've got to try to choose a date. And they've got to try to chat with each other, have this chemistry, and then just say it's you and three guys. If you don't like someone, we're just going to kick him to the curb. Chuck him out of the limo.
Could be on the Monash, don't care.
Don't feel bad about being eliminated with the contestants because Got You Roadside Rescue is going to pick them up after we kick him out.
So involving the sponsor.
Thanks to Got You Roadside Rescue, just when you need it, visit gotyou.com.au.
thing.
Yeah, that's an actual. They will actually pick up. Whichever dude is booted out, we don't care where this happens.
Yeah.
They will pick them up, so they'll be okay.
Hold on.
So you'll have three people to choose from. You get to pick who you want. So there'll be one last standing man.
And Then
you can find love.
Stop snorting.
Sorry, I can't help it. I was kicked out of a limo once. Anyway, is that another story?
Please tell us what happened.
Okay, so I was doing this corporate gig. I was speaking at this event in the Sunshine Coast and they booked this limo guy and he picked me up and we were like, look, we really want to go to like a club or something after. And they're like, oh no, we have to take you back the other way, like south. And we're like, no, we really want to go north. And he's like, well, I don't have time. So he starts driving us south and we're like, mate, can you just like, instead of us going all the way back there, like turn around? And he goes, no. And so he goes, I can let you out here. And we're like, okay. So we were like in the middle of nowhere. We just all got out and went, there's a bus stop over there. We got over to the bus stop and a bus came. We got on the bus in our little attire.
Well, if you had got you roadside rescue, you would have been picked up.
You would have been great. You could have visited gotyou.com.au. I mean, look, this is great. So we start filming. Look, we'll be on set straight after the show,
Nat. Is this happening?
Yeah, Eliminate Your Limiter. You're going to hear the first episode on tomorrow's Fifi, Feb and Byron show. So this, we believe, will become a huge hit.
So excited.
And if you do get... So everyone that's involved walks away with $500, so they get paid for their time. So if you do get kicked out, you still get $500, but if you get to the end...
Okay.
You might be
do
able
you
to
have
find
any
love.
Willing participants?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
They're lining up.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to find love, Nat. So.
Do they, or they just want to be kicked to the curb?
Fifi, Feb and Byron.
Feb, it's been quite a morning, especially for commuters trying to negotiate the city this morning.
Yeah, that's right, Byron. The whole city CBD has been shut down. A truck carrying an excavator has tried to do a U-turn. Probably don't do a U-turn when you're a truck. Near Queen Street. And hasn't realised his excavator is hooked onto all the power lines and tram lines. He travelled for hundreds of metres along Williams and Queenbridge Street before stopping near the casino. Didn't realise what sort of havoc he's caused. So they've shut down the area, pedestrians and cars. Trams are probably just about to start running now. Cars are not allowed into the city for up to 8 hours. So
is the excavator like on the street? My son would be wrapped.
I don't think that's the issue.
Queenbridge Street. One lane is now open in each direction. Only one lane is getting through outbound Spencer Street, King Street and St Kilda Road are possible alternatives. But look, generally speaking, it's a mess.
Yeah, it's a mess. And this truck,
isn't it?
Well, this truck is shut down the whole CBD on a work day. And he must be just thinking to himself, oh, Jesus.
Do you get a fine or it's just an accident? Like, what happened?
Well, they just said police are investigating. Chucky's been breatho just in case he might have had a couple of cheeky whiskies this morning. Well, we're not insinuating that.
No, absolutely not.
I don't think I've shut down anything, and if I did, I don't think I would have been in any state to realise that I did it until the next morning.
Mm.
Nat, have you shut down anything?
Well, I'd like to think that, you know, I shut down lots of things when I cross the road, but I don't think that's ever happened.
Look out, here
never.
She comes.
No, never.
No, okay.
Nothing.
I may have accidentally shut down a cluster of 6 radio stations in LA. I was just doing it on our shift, no biggie.
In LA? Yeah,
whatever. No, it was a very low-profile one. I think it was the overnight one. But anyway, I have accidentally overcooked a piece of toast, which set off a fire alarm, and inside of this building operates 6 of the biggest radio stations in LA, and as a precaution, the fire brigade have turned up and the whole building has been evacuated. Leaving some toast on. I've shut down 6 radio stations.
Is that why you got sacked and had to come back?
Yeah, I had to beg for my job back here.
So 131060, anyone out there shut down anything? We'd love to hear from you, Melbourne. I'd love to shut your microphone down occasionally, Byron.
I think producer Leon remembers a call he took on a show that was...
Fifi and Jules, maybe.
Don't worry about the show.
It was their first day working at a bank and they pressed the wrong button and all the security screens went up, smashing the computers that were stuck halfway over them, closed the bank for the day.
That's intense.
That's great.
Was that you trying to get some money out of the till?
It wasn't me.
No. A friend.
Relaying the story. 131060, if you've accidentally, I don't know how many calls we'll get on this, but if you've accidentally shut something down.
Well, they've gone. They've lit up.
Well, look at that. 131060, we'll come back to them on the Fox.
Fifi, Feb and Byron.
Quite a morning, a truck carrying an excavator does a U-turn near Queen Street, not realising the excavator has hooked onto the live power and tram lines. He's taken down half the city, this guy, this morning.
Shut everything down, Nat.
I know. Imagine being him. him. Imagine being his kids.
Oh, well, we don't know that he's a father. Let's not talk about him in detail. We do know he's been breathalyzed.
Don't shut that down like that.
Well, mate. Just in case we say anything else.
But I need to cover my butt. What do I have to say?
You're very litigious.
I'm very litigious.
Don't say that. Don't listen to Fev. In a crisis, do not listen to Fev.
Marianne.
Hi, how you going?
Good morning. What have you shut down, mate?
The Balti Bridge.
Oh.
Three years ago, my car broke down. I used to work in Narre Warren, so I was driving to get onto the Southeastern Freeway. And my car broke down. There was the CityLink van, you know, the one that sort of moves cars out of the way.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That thing. And then we had to wait for a tow truck. I think it was about an hour and a half of people swearing at me.
Oh, no, it was a peak hour.
Was, like, giving me the finger and stuff just because they couldn't get to
it. What are you supposed to do?
You can't do anything.
I felt, you know, like that sad face. I'm like, I'm really sorry. I just kept apologising to everyone.
That's really awkward. Actually, that reminds me, in Sydney Radio, I'm sure it was a few years ago, it was a rival station to ours up in Sydney, and they did some bizarre competition where it was like, how far can you get on a tank of gas and just drive your car until your petrol runs out? But unfortunately, their winner, their contest winner, ran out of gas on the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
No, really?
Shut Sydney down. I'm sure that happened.
Do you know what a tank of fuel, so once you get to empty, do you know how much you got left in the tank? Usually a tank's about 100 k's. You can drive on empty.
What?
Yeah, try it.
Oh, well, next time my husband goes, fill the tank, I'm like, ow, it's got heaps left. Go get it yourself.
In your holding, you'll be able to drive around like that. Okay. We've got Kath from Clifton Springs. Kath, good morning.
Good morning.
And what have you shut down?
I shut down the whole floor in a cruise ship.
The what?
A cruise ship in Vanuatu.
How do you shut down a cruise ship?
I accidentally hit the glass when it said not to.
Oh, emergency brake glass, and she's broken it.
How many beverages had you had?
A few. I drank all day.
Yeah.
I called my friend, and she ended up saying that security was going to look over the footage, so I dogged myself in, and I was crying.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And usually the sensible one in the team always goes, drink responsibly.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, that would have been fun. Smash.
I cannot
control this room. And by the way, that thing that Fev said to try, the police have got in touch with us. Don't try that. With the fuel gauge, just fill up. Yeah. We don't need people running out of fuel in...
100
k's. Oh, don't.
What's the word?
Legitimate.
We'll come back to more of your calls. 13 10 60. This is the Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Oh, how would you be being this truck driver this morning? He's shut the city down pretty much. He's tried to do a U-turn on Queen Street with an excavator. He's carrying an excavator and he's hooked onto the live power and tram lines, and he pretty much shut down half the city. Starting to get back to some normality now, but at least for an hour or two. This bloke is pretty much taking the CBD down.
The whole city is down.
Tram lines, like the whole lot.
Tom Cruise movie. You can see it. Can't you? Didn't you say the street looks so quiet?
I could walk there. Yeah, it'd be very eerie.
It would be odd.
It'd be very eerie.
Mm. I mean, not fun. Sorry, it's really bad.
Don't try it. Don't try it. Look, we were sharing some stories. It turns out a lot of people have shut things down. We were only mentioning earlier, Fev was talking about an experiment involving trying to drive your car as far as you can without the petrol running out.
Yes, and our, the boys that do the run home, Hamish and Andy, they did this test last week.
And I
said 100 k's because I've tried to do it before, and I got to about 80, and then I asked someone about it. They got just over 100 k's.
Why did you do this? I'm really like, you've got all these things. I'm like, who are you?
They did it for their popular radio show.
I used to drive to Yarrawonga and back, Nat, because I used to live in Yarrawonga, right. And I thought, because you get bored in the car because you've got to go down the Hume. It's like 3.5 hours. So I was like, I'm empty, so I'll just see how far I can get.
What happens if you just get stuck in the middle?
Well, you just get stuck.
Well, you just stay and hang out.
Yeah. Be like you're in the limo when you got kicked out.
Now, the boys, Hamish and Annie, are smart enough to test this, I would imagine, in an area that wouldn't result in a breakdown jamming up the whole city. But you hear about people jamming up entire cities from doing that little game.
Yeah, we did. And we had Mary Ann, who shut down the Balti earlier on. But we've got James from Mount Eliza. Good morning, James.
How are you guys?
Hey, James.
We're going well, mate. What have you shut down?
I shut down the internet for Tonga in the South Pacific.
For a whole country?
You shut down Tonga's internet.
Vavahu, which is the most northern island, but I'll call it Tonga. But, we were downloading movies. Didn't realize that the computer that we were using to do it was the main line into the island. We were getting really good speeds. cut down the internet for everybody else.
That is the bomb! That's the best!
See, the thing is, like, when Fee's normally there, Fee will be like, oh, that's really bad. And because Nat's like me, I'm like, this is amazing. That's what I normally do.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's bragging, right? You've it's shut down story. Tonga's internet service.
Yeah, you well can done. Be living off that one forever.
Alan, good morning.
Yep. How you going, guys?
Alan, Al, Steve.
That was my middle one.
My apprentice was working with me, and we managed to shut down one third of the power supply to Richmond.
What did you cut?
Basically happened, we were working on a switchboard. He was holding onto a large earth cable we were installing, and he let go of it, and it just swung back, hit a bus bar, blew an 800-amp service fuse and took out about one third of the business district of Richmond.
Oh, not hilarious. Is he okay? Were you guys all right?
Flash burns, but yeah, just flash burns to the eyes. But I'd like to put a big shout out to my apprentice at the time, former Richmond and Hawthorn ruckman, Greg Deer. Thanks very much, Greg.
Oh, he's named him. I guess we can name him.
Well, they always say ruckmen aren't that bright.
Are you being litigious again?
No, yeah, I'm very litigious, ruckman.
Let's move
and tall
on.
People.
Ruckman do tend to be
Tracy.
Very litigious.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, Tracy.
Well, I've got a ripper for you guys. About 30 years ago now, so it's an old one, when I was working at Department of Defence as a computer operator, I hit the wrong command.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, and brought down one of the Department of Defence systems completely.
Like, we can't laugh at that one.
No.
Completely.
I was about to.
That's the safety of our children and an entire country.
Oh, oh no, they're all replaced by now. They were replaced by now, but they were all mainframe days. So I hit a command that said dollar P, and it basically started purging the systems.
And what, what does that mean?
It basically means that that whole mainframe started to come down, and so all the input data started to stop. So, but I brought it back up again quickly. I just thought, well, how am I going to get this back up again? And I went dollar S.
What happened, Tracy? What happened to you? Like, did you get in like a lot of trouble?
No. It was all good because the system did recover. But that's one thing that I'll always remember. But it was a long time ago now, so.
So you're just lucky intense. You didn't press a button that commanded like World War III.
okay, Brendan. Yes, that was a relief.
Because there's a guy that's in charge in America that's got a hold of a button.
Okay.
That's very scary.
All right.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Nat Bassingthwaite is filling in for Fifi. Hope the voice gets better soon, Fifi. She should be back tomorrow.
Yes, and someone that stayed in a hotel overnight was Harry Styles. He was over in China, in Shanghai, for the Victoria's Secret. They do, their end of year show where all the girls get down the Victoria's Secret, do the catwalk, and
so
they have
hot.
Guests.
They're sing. Hot.
Yeah, they're hot. They look good in their lingerie, and they do a great job of Victoria's Secret. But Harry Styles was up there punching out his new song Kiwi.
Here we go. There he is, rocking out.
I love that. So sexy.
He's a very sexy man, Nat. Oh. And I'm not sure if you know this, but in recent years, all the 1D boys have all broken out. They've done their own thing. But Harry's been linked to 6 Victoria's Secret models.
Six
in recent years.
Wow.
And when they were walking past him as he's punching out his new song, he had 3 ex-girlfriends on the stage.
On the stage.
On the stage, walking past and doing all that sort of stuff and getting involved. So how would he have felt up there punching out his song going, oh, well, there's an ex. Oh, geez, another
I reckon he would have felt bloody amazing.
Proud?
3 hot chicks next to him that he's all, you know, hung out with, shall I say. He's doing good. I mean, God,
he's kicking
he's
goals.
So hot.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
So
morning.
Shout out to Nat's husband who's just making the kids
morning,
lunch.
Honey.
Good morning, honey, because they'll be listening.
Please,
the kids will be listening.
Make sure you take Harper to ski up. She's almost ready. He's probably in the car.
So I thought 13, 10, 60, and Byron, we had a chat about this. How many exes have you been in the same room, or have you been in the same room as someone? And you told me that you went to a wedding.
Well, look, and this one's not too bad in terms of numbers, and I reckon...
one?
Well, there's only the 2, so it was at the time my fiancé and my ex-girlfriend of 8 years were in the same room. The awkward thing was my fiancé, I just proposed to her having known her for 8 weeks.
Oh.
So that wasn't an ideal situation for them to be in the same room together.
So 9 years,
how
you didn't
did
pop
feel?
The question, and then so, after 8 weeks...
And when my ex-girlfriend met my fiancé at the time, she shook her hand and nearly squeezed it off. So anyway...
So 13, 10, 60, have you been in the same room as an ex? And how many exes?
We're trying to beat 3, because that's Harry Styles. 3...
Nat?
on stage. Nat, you work on a story.
Okay, I'll work on a story. Are you ready?
We'll come right back with Nat's amazing story after this.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Yeah, so one of the most famous shows that goes on every year is Victoria's Secret, and they took it out of America for the first time. Nat, they went over to Shanghai in China, and Harry Styles got up on stage and sang his new song, Kiwi.
There is. Imagine him up on stage there.
Just punching it out. I can see it right now.
Yeah, he's just up there looking schmick. And he's been in recent years linked to about six different Victoria's Secret models. And he was lucky enough to have three of his exes there.
Love it.
While he was just punching
that sounds like
his
a good party.
It's an awkward party, Nat. You know,
party.
I reckon that's tough for him.
So you reckon?
Yeah.
That's the best.
You reckon he'd be up and about?
I reckon he's like, yeah, I did.
And now we're talking about it on radio. So we threw it out to the line, 131060. We've got Anastasia.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Good morning. And have you been stuck in the same situation as Harry Styles?
Yeah. So I was, I'm the receiving end. So they were my husband's exes.
Oh.
There were two at the same room at my sister-in-law's wedding. Because they are still good friends with my sister-in-law.
Oh, so okay.
Are they better friends with you or the exes?
No, they're better friends with, the ex.
How did that go down?
Well, look, they just pretty much keep to themselves and keep to their group and, you know, give me the dirty greasies every now and then. And then it's even more so now because I'm married to him and have a child with him and I still have to see them to this day. So,
Anastasia.
Keep on keeping on.
That's what you do.
Well,
you
keep on.
You do that because for your kids, you keep up appearances. I mean, that's a good effort to stay strong like that.
Well, Anastasia's married with kids, so she's the winner.
Yeah.
Mm.
Justin.
Yeah, hi.
Good morning.
How are we?
We're good. Morning. What have you got for me?
When I was in my sort of mid-teens, I
dated... What, about 3 years ago? How old are you?
You sound about 12.
20, 25 now.
Gotcha.
Mm. So when I was 14 to 16, I went through sort of a group of friends and ended up dating four of them. So at one stage I was dating one of them and had three exes in the one room. We used to go to the shopping centre and that sort of thing.
Player.
Well, normally when
I like how you said I went through a group of friends.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
That's
Post Malone. We'll come back. Nat's got a story as well, which she'll share with us after this.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
We were talking about how many exes have been in the same room on the back of that Harry Styles performance. He had three Victoria's Secret models all in the same room as he performed his hit.
Yeah, they were just hanging out and Harry was up there punching out Kiwi thinking he was grouse. And then Nat told us a story that we thought,
me and the ex?
Yes.
No, just kidding. So I was on a little promo tour for Neighbours in the UK many moons ago. 12 years ago or something with
How
Jackie
do I
Woodburn.
Get on one of them?
What? Oh, you have to do more than one line.
Okay. you have to have an actual part on the show.
Did you have a character name or were you just you?
I was just
me. Okay, yeah. Cool. That's why. Anyway, we're in the UK and Jackie plays Susan Kennedy and I played Izzy and we went to see Wicked. I mean, for everyone in that whole theatre, they looked at us and they were like, Izzy and Susan! We ended up in a punch-up just, for the flavour of it. No.
They couldn't believe that you were hanging out
they
together.
They could not believe we were hanging out. You know, Izzy broke up the Kennedys, broke up... She was the...
Neighbours is a big hit in London, isn't it?
Yeah, huge.
They love it.
Yeah, so naughty, naughty. Izzy and Susan.
And how did it go? Was it a good chat or did you just hang out?
People were coming up to us going, what are you guys doing together? Oh, my gosh. And we're like,
where's Dr. Carl?
Yeah. What did you do with Dr. Carl?
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Here's something you won't know about Brendan next to you, Nat. Ooh. He is very keen on a game that was massive in about 2012. it is, of course, Words with Friends. Now, I didn't know the app was even still available in the App Store and the Google Play, but apparently it's still hot, Fev, and you are still having a red-hot go at Words with Friends.
Yeah, it is. The new Words with Friends 2 is out.
Yeah,
They've upgraded it, Nat. But I like to play this game. It's a bit like Scrabble, if you don't know what it is. So you get on and you play, and I started it back in 2011 when I used to work on Gold with Grubby and Dee Dee, who'd been there for ages. I do like one day a week. a bit like Neighbours. They actually invited me back. And I actually go really well at it at the moment. Because I play with Troy Luff, one of the Sydney boys.
Oh, look at that.
I've got a couple of people I play with, but people sort of think now that I can cheat, and I just told you this.
Well, they
but
think that you cheat. Do cheat.
Well, I don't cheat because I'm starting to win heaps.
What words have you come up with
these
days?
Well, they used to be like two and we and the. Nice. Now I'm going on to there and then.
No way.
I'll put an extra letter
God,
on.
So impressed.
Yeah, but it's all about getting the triple word, the double word, and the tiles. You get the blank, and you got it's a great game.
So it's a community online, and so you can play other people. They need to know your ID. Is that
how
it works?
My ID, and I've been playing DD since 2011. So we've been playing together for 6 years.
Yeah.
So we've played thousands of games. But the boys think that I'm a bit of a nerd burger for doing that. I'm not sure.
What do they think you're a nerd if you've only got then and there coming out?
Actually, we have some exclusive audio of
Fev. There's your out,
mate. No, well, we've still got to do. There's more to be done here, Fev. We're going to help you out in a minute. Well, firstly, we've got some exclusive audio of you playing Words with Friends. We had a hidden.
How did you get this?
Hidden microphone inside of your house last night. Here it is.
Do you know what that word was?
Nah.
Oh, hang on a second. Fee. F-I.
No way.
Well, I didn't know where to put my F. See, okay. It's all jammed up.
Here's what we want to do. Now, look, and no disrespect to DD, who Fee's been playing with DD now for 6 years. Mm. Let's find Fev some other friends to play Words with Friends.
Oh,
I think that'd be a great idea, don't you, Nat?
Yes.
No, that means my phone's going to go nuts.
So give us a call if you like playing Words with Friends, and we'll organise for you to get Fev's ID, and then Fev gets to play with a whole broader community of people who I'm sure would love to play with you, mate.
You're going to have so many friends you're not going to know what to do with.
Words with Friends, I don't know.
Give us a call right now. If you're a Words with Friends player, we'll come back to your calls on the Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Now, Fev, of course, very committed to his Words with Friends. It's a game that was big about 5 years ago, but Fev just pushed on.
And our producer, Leon, senior producer, just accepted me as a friend.
Ooh.
Or he actually requested. And his first word was notter. N-O-T-E-R. Great start, Leon. You're
in
trouble.
Not a word. You're out. But what we did do, and look, Fev's got everyone up and about for Words with Friends. We thought it was over. A lot of people are out there still playing the game.
Well, of course they're playing. It's a great app. What
is
else
it?
Do you do on your phone?
Are you sure? Come on.
Oh, we'll ask Rachel.
I'm confused.
Rachel from Bayswater. Good morning.
Hi, Fev. How are you?
I'm good. Do you play Words with Friends?
I do play Words with Friends. I play Words with Weird Friends too.
Yes, that's what I play. I'm on the... See, it's a
Did
thing.
She say Words with Weird Friends? I think she said Words with Weird Friends.
I try not to judge my friends that much.
Yeah. And how do you go at it?
Yeah, I go okay. I kind of beat my boss a bit. She doesn't like that.
Well, maybe we can play each other.
Okay, hold the line, Rachel. We're going to give you Fev's ID so that you can play with him. So hold the line there.
Now, this is like live.
Alicia is in... that's radio, isn't it?
Live Words with Weird Friends.
Alicia.
Yes, hello.
Good morning. You're a Words with Friends fan?
I am. I play it every single night. I've got a few games going with a few different people.
There you go.
Oh, she's seeing a few other people, Nat.
Ah, you know, it's getting all raunchy in here.
And what's your average word score?
Look, I'm not that great. I do have friends that beat me quite a lot, but I am getting better. And I tend to like to use QI, which I'm really not sure what QI is.
Yeah, I use that all the time.
Yeah.
QI is a great word.
Because
you get your tens. You've got your Jack.
Yeah.
You've got your J, sorry, not your Jack. I'm not playing.
What are you?
I think I'm playing poker.
Stay out of the casino.
You've got your J, your Q, and your Z. They're worth 10. So if you use them on a triple word or a triple letter, and you can just put them in there, like J-O, great word, Z-A.
Okay. Look, apologies to all the non-Words with Friends people out there at the moment.
Yeah, that's me. I'm just looking at you like, what?
This could be another language. Alicia, hold the line. We'll give you Fev's ID. And
Jenny.
One more here.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. How's your morning going?
Good, just got done with the school drop-off.
School drop-off. And you've been playing Words with Friends this morning?
I have not been playing Words with Friends. I don't have any friends currently to play Words with Friends with. I've lost them all.
What?
Okay, well, how come?
Most of the friends I was playing with were back in the States, you know, while I was up in the middle of the night with Bubs. But now that Bubs sleeps through the night, we aren't on the same schedule for playing Words with Friends anymore.
We've got you a new friend. We've got the big guy right here, Beef Evola.
Yes.
I'm very excited about that.
Ever.
Yes,
there we go.
This is going to be a Words with Friends party.
Great stuff.
And Jen, you can hit me up at Brendan Fev. There you go.
Have you just given it to, what you've done there, you've given it to everyone.
Oh, that's what live radio is, isn't it?
But now, Brendan Fev.
Whoops.
Everybody on Words with Friends, add Brendan Fev. You've got a few games to play now, my friend.
Nice. Excellent. Thank you very much.
No worries. I look forward to it, Jenny. Good luck.
Thanks.
It won't be just Jenny you're playing against.
Hey, phone. Welcome. Thanks, Nat.
Yeah, that was great.
Nat. Awesome.
Can I just say three chicks are playing Words with Friends? That's it. And you.
And the rest of Melbourne.
That's three chicks. Where are the guys?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So, guys don't play Words with Friends?
No, that's fine.
Clearly not.
Anyone, Nat, we're going to give you a technology lesson. Now that he's set his ID, anybody in Melbourne can play him. So,
see, I know some things, and that's one of them.
The Phoebe, Bev and Byron catch-up done without compromise. With Upside Realty, they'll sell your home without compromise too. With no commission, just a flat fee of $7,500. There's no better way to sell your home. Phoebe!